Rory, you're looking for a good test in the league. Mayo came here today, really put it up to you. So it was a good game of football and one that just came out on the right side of the result.
Yeah, actually, look, yeah, we knew we were going to get a massive test. I thought Mayo were top class in the first half in particular. They were by far the better team. We were delighted to go in a point down. So we were at half time, you know, but Kevin came out and I thought we got a grip of the game. We gave away the penalty and obviously Mayo scored it. But look, delighted with the way we dug in. We showed an awful lot of hunger. Our subs that came in made a big difference as well.
Yeah, as you said, was what you expected of Mayo to give you a really tough challenge. Was that a more beneficial game to the boys today than what we've seen in the other two matches?
Oh, for sure. Well, number one, you learn every day, but you definitely learn playing one of the top teams in the country, and that's what Mayo. They have a huge level of physicality. They know how to play the game, you know. And listen, I'm delighted with the way, you know, the character we showed and the attitude of the boys.
Yeah, and it was a game that went either way. You said you were 1 point down at half time, but really the intensity level went up a couple of gears and the second half. And when they got that penalty, and then they went a goal up, and responded there, and that's what you really needed at that stage, right?
That was for sure. We were looking for a response. You know, it would have been easy for us to say, "Ah, oh, look, you know, that's the way it goes." But you know, we scored a brilliant goal, an absolutely wonderful goal. And when you've good players, you can do that. But you know, just delighted to come out on the right side of it. Mayo would probably feel a wee bit aggrieved. You know, I think they played very well as well.
There was a lot happened in that game. Yes, you got the result, but there was a lot of stuff that didn't go your way either, right?
Ah, there was. Listen, a lot of decisions, I suppose, and you maybe felt frees were going, you know, slightly easier one way or another. But look, I suppose I'll always say it like that. But look, we dug in. You know, we showed an awful lot of character and a lot of quality as well.
Big Neil came back today, lasted only about 30 seconds. We didn't see what the challenge was. We thought he was fouled from where we were. You were closer to it than us.
Well, I'd be pretty sure he was fouled, yeah. You know, after he got the ball, but he did trip the fella, you know, and look, well, from what I could see, he seemed to trip him. I didn't ask him, but look, that's the rules, you know, and black cards are black cards.
One of the older statemen, we've seen Neil coming back in, a couple of other guys was on today, Rory starting as well, and Krusty Toy back in. So that level of progression starting to come through now again, Rory, for you?
Yeah, it is. Listen, it was always a target to get them game time, and we haven't really wasted any time with Rory, and I think he settled back in as if he was never away.
Yeah, hard hitting game. The likes of Marty Riley took a knock. I know it's too early yet to say what the prognosis is, but it was a physical game for the players.
It was definitely physical. I would say Michael or Marty is a wee just banging his shoulder. He should be fine, I would imagine, you know, in a few days, all been well up, but it's a wee bit early yet.
And now Kerry, next weekend, 6 points is normally enough to see you safe in Division One, but the form at the rate that you are going at, Rory, has been going down to Kerry now, and Buoyant Moudon looking to go back up the road of the victory.
Well, for sure. Listen, again, you know, along with, you know, to be fair, you know, Tyrone or Monaghan. Or Mayo, Kerry, Dublin have been the barometer the last number of years. So we've Kerry next, you know, but there's no easy game in Division 1. You've seen Roscommon today, you've seen Monaghan last night, but we'll just take it game on game.